Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party gonna have out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
I feel good. Like I knew you would. You guys know who that was, don't you? Mr. JB himself. Oh, baby. I want to tell you, folks, I'm chilling. Right now, I feel mellow, yellow, jello. I had me a gin. Didn't have the tonic because it's strictly for medicinal purposes, you understand? Okay? Had a little bit of cranberry juice with it over the rock. Feeling good. Feeling no pain. Because I don't want to hear no more bullshit. I'm tired of the bullshit. You know why? Turn on that news. It's so negative. Oh, I can't stand that negativity. It's killing me. But you know what? I can't wait till every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, folks. I can share my life with the beautiful people around the globe. Oh, yes, indeedy. I get a call today from my good buddy, Cody. He's with the Vegas Road Show. He moved from Reno, Nevada to Marion County, Florida. Him and his lovely bride, Barbara. You ain't going to believe this, folks. He gets down there and he says, Tommy, says, I'm in demand down here. I said, what's that mean, demand? He said, well, down here in Marion County, it's the gonorrhea capital of the world for the senior citizens. I says, what? He says, yeah. He says, all the women are after me, and they're starting to call me the anaconda man. Think about it, folks. You know what that means. You know how big anacondas are, don't you? Well, Cody and Barbara, nice hearing from you guys. And keep it up, anaconda man. I don't know how much more juice you got left, but I hope you're shooting blanks when it comes to this gonorrhea crap. Yeah, something, folks, down there, Marion County, Florida. Gonorrhea capital for senior citizens. Oh, my goodness. Something's wrong. Either that or something's right. He was telling me people are retiring in droves down there, especially ones that aren't married. Even the ones that are married, they don't care. They have those swapping things, whatever the hell you call them. What do they call them, Rocky?
I don't know. We don't have them here.
That's right. You're not too far from some of them states that they don't know if it's your cousin, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, mother. What states were those?
Oh, I don't know, but I think it's most of it's down Louisiana way.
There you go. That's the state we're looking for. Well, anyhow, I know we got Doyle on the phone, and Doyle, you out there?
I'm right here, Godfather. What's going on, brother?
Hey, listen, man, if I felt any better, I'd have to see a doctor. I told you, no more negativity about all these crazy disease and these crazy people and all this politic bullshit. I'm tired of it. I made my predictions.
Exactly,
I told
right.
you what was going to happen, and it's happening, okay? So now the key to it is let them work it out. That's why they get paid the big bucks. You know the story. Did you get to meet our guest that wanted you to come out there and check on his experience and what's going on?
Right, down in Clinton, Tennessee.
Yes. What was his name?
Mike Andrews.
Mike.
What's
Mike
going on? How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey, Mike, how
Great,
are you?
Great, sir.
I'm doing good. I'm here hanging out in the tool shed.
Okay, Rocky, somebody's got their speaker on, and it's muffling.
Bill's got a frog in his pocket.
I'm sure he's got more than that in his pocket.
Okay, give me a minute here, boss man. I don't know exactly how to mute everybody out. I'm hoping I'm not cutting everybody off. But I'm still hearing Doyle's frog.
Yeah, I got my frog pond out back, baby. I'm having frog legs this fall.
Well, okay. There's Leo back. I don't know which one of these is the mute button, but... Okay,
I'm
everybody
back.
Check your radios and everything.
I'm going to go in the house so y'all don't have to listen to my frogs.
Okay. Everybody needs to turn their radios and TVs off. How's that?
That sounds good. That's better.
Are you there, Tom? Mm-hmm.
Sounds good now.
Well, I hope I didn't cut Tom off.
Might have.
Well, he may fire me.
He couldn't fire you, Rocky. It'd be like cutting off his left foot.
Yeah, but he still had his right foot to hop around on.
Sounds like we got an exciting show tonight, Rocky.
Do what?
I said it sounds like we got an exciting show tonight.
Well, I think we would be. See, that might be the boss there.
Hello, are you there?
We got you back, Godfather.
Okay. Oh, shit. I was just texting you to push the button. All right. So I understand we got Doyle and we got Mike. We got Leo. And by the way, I'm going to make an announcement. Leo is going to be our East Coast representative and co-host back there. He's got a lot of new guests coming on in the next few weeks. He's going to be talking about that. And we got Roger Dodger calling me today. Roger, is Roger on the phone?
I don't know. What would his area code be?
Okay, hold on. Let me.
No, I've got everybody on.
Okay, his area code is 520.
No, we don't have him.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe if he tunes in a little later, we'll find out.
He
called me today. By the way, I don't know what it is, folks. They're having these heat waves across this nation that's burning people up. What's it like by you, Doyle?
My goodness. We have been under severe thunderstorms.
Really?
I'm talking about the hand of God clapping on top of your house. I'm talking about shattering windows and everything. We've had the most severe thunderstorms I've ever seen in my life in the last 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so did you get a chance to talk to Mike Andrews?
Yes, sir, I did. I called him. We had a long discussion there last week because the show got put off because of technical difficulties. But you relayed a message through Rocky to me to have to get a hold of Mike, and I got a hold of him. We had a real interesting conversation. He's had some experiences with Bigfoot right around Clinton, Tennessee, and I told him whenever we go out again, we're coming to Clinton.
That's wonderful. Yeah, well, I got to tell you something. I've been getting some crazy calls. I got one today from Denton, Arkansas. I talked to Rocky about it. He said that's not too far from him. I got calls
about
from...
2 hours.
What?
It's about 200 miles.
About 200 miles from you?
Yeah.
That's no hill for a hill climber. And then we got some stuff down there and across on the East Coast, North Carolina. Had some stuff in Texas. Had some stuff in Louisiana. So people are getting out now, and they're seeing, and they're hearing, and they're traveling more. So I anticipate a bunch more things happen. Now, Leo, you're there, aren't you, on the phone?
Yes, sir, I'm here, Godfather.
All right, why don't you tell everybody what to look for in the next few weeks on what's coming down, and tell everybody about the story up there in Maryland.
Well, folks, first of all, if you want to know how hot it is here in North Carolina, I can tell you this now. When I looked on the temperature gauge, it said hail, so I can tell you it's hot here. And, and the thunderstorms are just as bad here as they are out there with Doyle. But the next couple of weeks, folks, we got a lot of people that have been getting a lot of sightings, especially with this heat on the East Coast. I got a call from a gentleman, and I tried to track him down through email, and I think the gentleman's name is, let me look on my notepad here, I think his name is Brian Smith. And, Mr. Smith, if you listen out there, I gave you information about coming into the show. Give me a call back, email me your information so we can make contact. It seems that a little area up in Taneytown, Maryland, or up in the upper part of Maryland, near the Amish area, they got a lot of Bigfoot sightings up that way. So I'm trying to get a couple of guests in from up there who can tell us what they've seen. And it's a whole lot of stuff going on the East Coast. I can tell you right now, folks, I can't stand it. And then I'm going to try to get some folks in from Florida, as we know, where the infamous skunk ape. I got a gentleman who's got a movie out. I don't want to spill the beans this time, but I got a gentleman who's got a movie out now that's it's on Netflix, and I'm going to try to track him down as well, have him on the show. So we got a lot of things lined up, Godfather, a lot of things lined up.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I can't wait till you hook up with these cats and make things happen. And you know what? We need new and young blood. That's what it's all about, folks. Okay, we depend on you, your eyes, your ears, your experiences, your travels. Okay? And it seems that every Friday and Saturday, we get a bevy of calls, especially when it's from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time, because people are out there camping, whatever they're doing, hunting, whatever. And it's nighttime, and, of course, it's the wee hours of the morning sometimes, and they're scared. They want answers. And, of course, what are they doing? They're calling people who pick up the phone. And it's very apparent that there's only one organization that does that any longer, and it's us. And I pride ourselves in it. You know, we're in this thing now, I guess, 16. Next month, believe it or not, it'll be 17 years that Marco, Bill, and myself started this thing. And I guess it's the longest running Bigfoot show ever. So who would have thought it, folks? Think about that just for a minute. 17 years next month, and we're still out there doing what we know how to do. Pretty incredible, huh, Rock?
I'll tell you, yes.
You know, we got a lot of eclectic people around the globe, but, you know, we got a bunch of them here. And, Sweet, I want you to listen closely, along with you, Leo and Doyle, and especially you, Rocky. Listen to this question, because I'm expecting the first one that has the answer to spit it out. There's a four-letter word spelt frontwards or backwards. It's pronounced the same. The same four-letter word can be turned upside down, and it's pronounced the same. What is that four-letter word?
Same.
Moon.
What?
Moon?
Moon, no.
Same.
Who?
Same. S-A-M-E, same.
No. Got four letters pronounced frontwards or backwards. It's pronounced the same. Turn it upside down. It's pronounced the same. Jeez, guys, I got this the first time out, but I figured you guys are a lot smarter than me. Give up yet?
Yeah, I give up.
All right.
Moon!
Nothing. Who just said that?
Noon.
Who just said
Doyle
that?
Doyle said noon.
That's it. That's exactly right. But you Googled it.
I did not Google. Hell, I don't know how to Google. I'm barely smart enough to get on the damn cell phone to call you, Tom.
But that's it. That's it, Doyle. Noon.
Noon.
Think about it, folks. N-O-O-N.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought he was saying
frontwards or backwards. It's pronounced the same. Turn it over, and it's still pronounced the same. Pretty incredible,
right.
Isn't it? Who was that, Father Ray on the phone?
I is essential, Tom. I is essential.
Who was the one that said sing?
Good job, Doyle. Father Ray.
Father Ray, you said sing?
Same.
Spell it.
Same. S-A-M-E. Same.
Father Ray, did you listen to the question at all?
Yes.
Four letters.
I got that right.
Frontwards or backwards, it's pronounced. How could same, if you turn it around, starts with an S meaning same. If you start from the E going the other way, how would that start being same?
I just got excited. I thought, oh, same.
Orgasm. Holy shit. Good for you, Father Ray. I love people when they get excited. That's wonderful.
Who would have thought the dumbest ass country backwoods some bitch from Kentucky would have figured that one out for anybody?
Oh, yes, indeedy, boy. I'll tell you. I got to tell you something. When things come my way and they start asking me, here's another one. There's a woman's name. She has six letters in her name, spelt frontwards or backwards. It's pronounced the same. What is that woman's name?
No clue.
None of you people are that smart anymore. What's the matter? Google isn't coming in anymore, Doyle?
No, I ain't Googling. I'm just trying to think.
All right. Well, you give up?
I'll hardly grab
it. I give up.
Well,
I
give up.
Hannah.
Yeah,
H-A-N-N-A-H.
Yeah.
So, you know,
hell, I didn't know we had to take a test tonight, Tom.
It's not a test. This is just common sense. I took one of these IQ tests, okay, because I had never taken one since I was a kid. So I took one today, and I came out, it's 141 was my IQ. Now, I don't know if that's bad, good, or indifferent, but I think it's okay, though. Do you guys know what your IQs are?
I'm from Arkansas, and I went to school at Greenland, and they only had two numbers there, one and many. And so they just cut it down to two possibilities for me. So.
Well, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, what's your IQ?
Last I checked, I think it was like 140, 150 up in that area.
God bless you, man. That's huge. You know, I used to – well, you guys remember Bob Schmalz back and a couple of the other guys? Bob had a – he said he had one up – it was 186 or 187, something like that. I mean, I think genius here's a good example. Einstein. E equals MC squared, that guy of relativity.
Correct.
The scientist.
Uh-huh.
His was 126. But it goes to show you, it's just not all in one way. He excelled in theory of relativity, science.
But he couldn't take pixel flat.
What was that?
But he couldn't change the tire on his car.
You bet. And he used to irritate him when he'd get up in the morning. And he'd have, I guess he was colorblind because he put two different colored socks on his feet. But that's, you know, it's not just him. It's everybody else in the world. But we couldn't do what he does, you know. And
well,
it's just,
Tom,
it's
I can tell you my IQ.
What is it?
I went to State College, and they tested us in Kentucky. And I think my IQ level was about a 12, but I scored a 2,000 in common sense.
There you go.
There you go. That's where it kicks in, Dole. That's where it kicks in.
You bet it does.
It's
you
not
can
how
have
smart
all these
you are,
pretty numbers.
It's how you think, guys. It's not how smart you are. It's how you think.
That's right. That's right. And long as you can stay a foot in front of the other before they get to you.
Hey.
It's really that simple. You know, this has been fun that we're sitting here joshing back and forth and bringing up some old news, new news, and things that's going to be happening. Is Mike Andrews still on with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, Mikey, do me a favor. Why don't you tell our listeners around the globe about your two encounters? We relinquished the stage and the mic to you. Tell everybody what happened.
Okay. Well, it was about 3 months ago. One of my buddies, and his dad. Well, we went up here to Walden Ridge. We went up to the fire tower. Well, we climbed up there and we started on the way back down. Well, I decided to do a Bigfoot call because I heard word say that there was one up there. Well, I'd done one. Well, on the right side of the ridge, which is down in the holler, I heard a wood knock. Okay, well. My buddy tried to take off running, so I grabbed him. I told him, I said, they're predators, you know, you just need to stay calm. I want to do another one, see if I can't get another response. I done another call, and up on the left side of the ridge, which is on top of the hill, we got a rock thrown at us. Okay, so there's two of them. Well, we started going on down through the road there. I done another call. Well, we noticed something up there, up in the woods a little bit, on the edge of the road. I told my buddy, I said, on three, you're going to shine that flashlight up there and see if we can't see what it is. Well, as soon as he shined the flashlight up there, it stuck behind a tree. He see it, whatever it was. Well, I'm really believing it was Bigfoot because for the last 3 months or so, something followed me home, being over here in the woods. On my old phone, I had pictures of footprints. I had pictures of trees being bent over. I'm 6 foot tall, and if I reach up straight up, tip of my fingers 8 foot, and this tree that was bent over, I couldn't even touch it. I had to jump as high as I could just to even touch the bottom of it. There's X marked trees over in the woods. Stuff's been running up and down through the field here. And my dog's been missing for almost 2 months now. I ain't seen it. I ain't heard nothing from it. Nobody said nothing about it. But it's kind of crazy. And I'm really believing that it's Bigfoot out there. I believe he followed me home.
Well, you know what I love, though, Mike, is that all these people, they have the encounters, and they all try to call these Bigfoot organizations, and they never can get through, or nobody ever calls them back. What happened in your case? Did you get through, and did you get to talk to somebody?
Yes, sir, I sure did. I talked to Mr. Godfather himself.
That's right, because you know why? We take it serious, folks. We are on the job. We are on the J-O-B. That's the reason what makes us a little bit different, a little bit further from all the other people in this world. Everybody else likes to tell stories, and there's nothing wrong with that, especially in these times that we're all going through with this bullshit. I don't even turn on the TV anymore when it comes to news. I don't want to hear it. I don't read a newspaper any longer, okay? I'd rather call the people who I know and the people who I love to make sure that they're okay, and can we all get through this thing together? That's what I want to do. I just want to know that, hey, there's a silver lining at the end of this thing, and that there's a light at the end of the rainbow here for all of us. And I know that it will be. I know that it's an election year, and there's going to be slinging shit, and people are going to say this about the other guy, and the other guy's going to say this about this guy. You know what? Here's what you need to do, folks. You got a mind. You know how to. You know what's the difference between good and bad. You've seen what's been happening. I don't see anybody out there taking that stimulus money and throwing it away or sending it back. Have you heard of anybody doing that, Mike?
No, sir. Basically, all I know is if they get the stimulus money and they spend it, basically Trump is their pimp.
Exactly. Exactly. And look what they've done with unemployment. There's so much unemployment money out there. People don't want to go to work. Out here in California, they're getting $4,200. Here it is. It's $4,200 a month they're making unemployment, folks. $4,200 a month. Clear. I know people that don't work at a regular job and clear that kind of money each month. I'll tell you something else. They just opened up a thing called a Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I guess you guys got them back there on the southeast. I heard about them. They had droves of cars out to the freeway. They had to get police departments in there to direct the traffic. So I said, my God, what are they doing? Giving away cash to everybody? You know what they're paying somebody to sling a hamburger and a Chick-fil-A? What do you think they get an hour out here, folks? Take a guess.
$10.
How much?
$15 an hour. $15 an hour.
15 is wrong. What else?
$20 an hour.
$18.85. They start them out. $18.85.
How much is
that
hamburger?
That kind of money.
What?
Our police officers in Kentucky don't make that.
You know, I heard that. Is it really true, Doyle?
Oh yeah, I know several police departments, and just local, like city police. They make minimum wage.
Ooh.
No benefit.
My God. You mean
Ooh.
Their lives are on the
no
line?
No benefit.
Minimum. What is minimum wage there, Doyle?
$7.25 an hour.
That's ridiculous.
Is that a right to work state?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it sounds like to me a right to rob you state.
Yeah. Who was that? It had to be Swede.
No, that's Leo.
Oh, Leo. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Oh, I got to tell you this. My baby son, Chad, he's been with the Sheriff's Department, Santa Clara County. You go check it out. they as soon as he got out of university, San Jose University, they hired him. They went to the academy. He was top two in the or top three in the academy. Graduated. He's been there now 12 years. Last year he made $146,000. Now, granted, that's with overtime. They can work all the overtime they want. And his wife.
Tom, I was in the highest paid police department in Kentucky. And when I retired, I was making $28.10 an hour.
Oh, my God, really?
And
that's
I was the highest $1,200 paid police officer, one of the highest paid police officers in the state.
Oh, my God. Well, look, at least you're still around to tell a story.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, but, you know, but who cares? Look what's happening now. These crazy people out there, they want to defund all of the police departments. Who are we going to have to protect us? Those poor guys got their lives on the line every day.
That's true.
Call Joe Biden. Call Joe Biden, see if he'll bring his shotgun with Bernie and take care of your house.
Yeah, there you go.
See, that's why I don't worry about it. I got a double-barrel shotgun.
You need
a double-barrel shotgun and tell your wife to shoot it out the window two times, and everybody will leave you alone. Bullshit.
Yeah,
that worked
out
real good in Baltimore, didn't it?
No, hey, guys, you know who I have not heard from? I have not heard from my good buddy Swede. Swede, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. I'm just listening. It's all good.
So, business okay?
Business is great, better than it's ever been. I was just thinking about that thing. I was just thinking about that money thing. Me and Rocky worked and built this interstate from one end of this state to the other. And I don't know about Rocky, but I topped out at $11 an hour and could walk up on the untouched hillside and have a highway in there in 4 years. And that's what I topped out at, $11 an hour.
Wow.
And how somebody is slinging hamburgers to make $18 an hour is beyond me.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Father Ray was vacationing with me and with my family, and he was out here just was it this month, Ray? Yeah, the beginning of this month.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the beginning of this month.
Yeah. And I showed him at what the hell was the name of that burger place, Ray?
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out. They're starting them out at In-N-Out. Starting them out at $17.50 an hour.
Wow.
Oh my God. It's
wait a minute. I'm glad you're sitting down. So, the UPS store right next door, they opened up an Energizer franchise. That's batteries. It's called, you know, batteries and bulbs. They're starting the people out at $25 an hour. That's $1,000 a week without overtime, folks. That's with no experience. Think about that.
That's a lot.
Tom. Tom, in Kentucky right now, the people that keep the lights on in this country are the coal miners. And those guys go underground 3 miles deep every day in 36-inch seam of coal. They can't even stand up. They have to lay on their bellies to work. And they're making $18 an hour.
Oh, my God. Is that real? $720
real.
A week?
Yep.
See?
Yeah.
And people
That's
wonder why we're a poverty state.
Oh, my God. I'm just, you know, I'm amazed when I hear these stories. Well, you know, folks, it's a crazy thing. It really is. And, you know, I like to laugh like the next person. But when will it ever end? Or is it just here's a good example, all right? Yesterday I had the cleaning lady come, and she came with her daughter to clean the house. So she charges $125 every week. Her daughter, her boyfriend, just graduated. He's 22 years old, okay? He got a degree in engineering with software engineer. They just picked him up, and he had to start at the bottom of the barrel. And I said, well, how much is the bottom of the barrel? She says he only makes $300 a day. I said, so that's $6,000 a month. And how old is he? He's 23 years old. I don't know. I remember my first job, I was getting $1 an hour, and I thought, my God, that was a ton of money. But they fed us. I worked for a Holiday Inn. I'll never forget it. Okay? And I made more money on tips than I did on my damn wages that I made. But I ate good. Used to take food home also. Chef used to say, hey, take this
turn
home. Made more money. I used to give my paychecks to my mother. I say, here, Ma, we used to get paid every 2 weeks. And I say to myself, my God, I made $72 in 2 weeks. Boy, that was a ton of money then, you know?
Yeah.
That's when gasoline was 19 cents a gallon. Think about that.
When I was 13 years old, I started working for a brick mason. He'd give me minimum wage, $1 and a dime an hour. One day he came up and he said, Rocky, you've been here long enough. I think I need to give you a raise. Raised me up to $1.25. And I was the richest son of a bitch in Arkansas.
Yeah, who's that, Doyle? Tell us your story. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you my story.
All right, tell us.
I had a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and was a police academy graduate. And the first job I ever got in Kentucky, I was making $4.09 an hour, and the minimum wage was $3.35.
Wow.
In fact, the women, Kiwanis women, got together because we couldn't afford bulletproof vests, and they stood out in the intersections and collected change for us to buy us bulletproof vests, and they made up T-shirts that said "On the Line" for $4.09.
Wow. How
Man.
Long? Take them. How much did they raise? And how long did it take?
I stayed there for 4 years, and before I finally left to go to the state police, I was making $7 an hour as a sergeant.
Wow. That is incredible. Then you went to 7, 14, 21, 28, four times that amount when you retired.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Let's see what Father Ray says about that. Father Ray, what did you start at when you hit the ministry to where you're at now after 35 years?
Oh, my. I was getting $250 a month for my salary. I would get stipends, which would usually be about $100 a month. So $350 a month. I worked before that, and I started out making $1.85 an hour as a busboy in the county parks, working for Mrs. Schreck under Carl Hoppel. I cut lawns for $4 a lawn.
How many lawns did you do a day?
Oh, just one. Usually just one. And now I'm earning my net pay is $1,075 and some change a month, and stipends. Well, sometimes since I'm not in the parish, and parishes are poor, and they don't. So I don't get that much. I do keep record of it because it's taxable income.
So here's the thing I don't get. After 35 years, you went from 200 and some odd dollars to four times the amount.
Correct.
Don't you think somebody should be boycotting the church? Because
oh, no.
Well, wait a minute. Don't say no, oh, no, until you hear what I got to say. I understand that Vatican is, and the Catholic Church is the richest church in the world. Did you know that?
I wouldn't doubt it, but...
Wait a minute. Let's stop right there then. If you wouldn't doubt it, you're doing God's work, and somebody else is making all the money. You're on the front line. You have an essential job, don't you? Like our firefighters, like our police department, like our medical workers. How come people don't go out there and picket and say, hey, give me some more money here?
Your reward will be great in heaven.
Well, guess what? Until you get there, you need a reward here to live on, don't you?
Yes, that's true. If you do get there, that is true. Yes, we're on the front lines. I stop at accident scenes and see if anyone needs a priest. And,
you're not an ambulance chase, are you?
Not on purpose, but if I do see an accident, I will stop.
Okay. Well, I want to get Rocky's point of view on it. Rocky, what do you think of this?
Well, I was just thinking about it and considering
the amount
of money that
you hurt your head, did you?
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Smell wood burning. I was wondering the way Joel is getting paid, how long would it take to pay for the parson's robe?
Doyle, did you hear that?
Oh, dude,
you already say it, Doyle.
Yeah, we play it. Just
do what?
We play it for him, Swede.
Say it again, Swede, or somebody.
What was it? I didn't hear it.
Considering the amount of money you was getting paid when you was in law enforcement, how long did it take you to pay for the parson's robe that you shot?
I'm still in debt, brother.
Hey, Doyle, you need a stimulus check, don't you?
Oh. Nobody knows the struggle, brother. Nobody knows the struggle. I picked out the worst profession to get into. I mean, I spent enough time in school, I could have been a damn brain surgeon or something, but that, hell no, I fell in love with the damn police car, so, yeah, I screwed myself, I guess. I couldn't provide enough for my family, and to this day, even though I'm retired, I've got a pretty decent pension, but it don't pay the bills.
What are you making, $11,000 a month?
What?
Hey,
my
Godfather, this
is
Leo.
$2,500 a month with medical benefits.
Hey,
well,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Godfather, this is Leo. Yep. You said $11,000 a month. Godfather, don't drink nothing else tonight.
Okay.
No.
I got to tell you something. No. Gin is
Put the rhyme up, Godfather, because I'm telling you, this is reality.
But do you get to collect Social Security, too?
I will when I turn 62.
Oh, yes. You're still young whippersnapper, aren't you?
I'm 51.
You're 51? Oh, shit, you got a
long
time.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I was teaching criminal justice at our local university, and I was making pretty good money doing that. And then they came in and said, well, you can't be an adjunct professor anymore unless you have a master's degree. Well, I can't afford $4,000 a semester to go to school because it's all I can do to pay my bills right now. So I lost that job. So here I am. I guess I'm going to try to find a job at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I was kind of in shock myself. But you know what? But everything's relative. A two-bedroom, two-bath apartment here, they start out at $5,200 a month.
God. Okay.
That's great.
Now, to give you an example of that compared to where I live, I own two homes, and the mortgage on both homes. I own one in Kentucky and one in Tennessee. And our mortgage for both homes is $1,100 a month.
Together?
No, and I have a very pretty nice home in Tennessee. I've got a really nice little shack in Kentucky.
Wow.
But both homes are $1,100 a month.
Do you have any of them that's vacant?
No.
Okay, well, when one comes vacant, let me know, and I'll come there and rent it out. I'll pay you a year in advance.
This is why I'm moving in with Sasquatch.
Yeah, there you go.
But this is Leo,
I'm saying,
telling you. That's the cheapest way to go. Move in with Sasquatch.
That's it.
Hey, Leo, like you know, probably if you're a policeman, you know what's going on. But, you know, as far as we go, we make a pretty decent living compared to most people.
I do better
than the coal miners or the fast food workers or anybody, you know, here, you know, with my retirement and stuff. Plus, my girlfriend, my baby mama, she's the director of nursing at Pineville Hospital, and she knocks down $80,000 a year. So, yeah, we do well.
Well, hell yeah. It's over $110,000 a year between the both of you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So I'm not hurting, but I deserve better.
Can the Swede come live with you for a while?
The Swede can come live with me anytime he wants to.
Hear that, Swede?
And bring his pretty wife.
Did you hear that? I love it. You know what? Here we are getting into personalities and all this other good stuff. Let's hear about some Bigfoot stuff. Who wants to start off?
I will start off, Godfather.
Go ahead, son.
Leo the Bigfoot Hunter here. One thing I got to bring to the crowd tonight. A good friend of mine by the name of Lee Woods, who is an avid Bigfoot hunter here in North Carolina. And you can see him on Facebook. He's got a lot of information, good information out there. And he's got this one Bigfoot that's in the southern part of Montgomery County. And they call this particular Bigfoot Big Bull. And hopefully he's going to be one of the guests I can have on the show. He can speak on it. They had a gentleman with a farm who's got a perfect cast of a handprint. Now, some people might say, are you sure it's going to be a Bigfoot handprint? Well, I'm not sure, but I pretty much would say if I had to make an educated guess, I would be some creature that we have not really encountered yet. So I think, personally, that these creatures are migrating because of the heat. So I'm opening the door up for everybody out there. You tell me what you think.
All right, Rocky, open up. He'd open the door to you. Go ahead.
Well, I kind of got to go along with the heat thing. It's been horrible up here. The pond out here on my place looked like it was going to dry up, but it's actually raining right now. Thank the Lord. I think probably me and the Swede know some places that we would go, you know, if under those circumstances, there's lots of, where there's still lots of cold water from the year-round springs and everything, still lots to eat. But, I mean, closer into town here, no, it's just, I could see them doing an early migration the other direction.
Now, my second question to the group is, what direction do you think these creatures are going in? Now, Dole, I'm opening this door for you on this one. What direction do you think these creatures are going in due to the heat?
I think they're going to go north. I think we're going to be seeing more sightings in like Washington State, Canada, Alaska, places like that, because I'm a firm believer that these things are cold-natured beasts because they're so furry, they're so you know, I'll give you an example. I've got a golden retriever, and bless her heart, she's really furry and stuff, and she sits in the house all day, and she suffers from the heat. But as soon as I let her outside to go to the bathroom or whatever, first thing she does is go out there and swim in her koi pond, you know, our frog pond, as I call it. And she gets in there, and she swallows around in that water because she's so hot. She just enjoys it. And I think that, you know, animals are all the same. And I think that the big feet are, you know, are looking at the same thing. You know, they want to go somewhere where it's cool and comfortable for them.
Right.
I mean, if you had a choice between air conditioning or not, which one are you going to take?
Are AC
you go
all
to
day
Florida
long.
Or are you going to go to Alaska?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I may be wrong. Tom may tell me different. He's the expert. I don't know, but that's just my opinion.
You know, I want to hear one more thing, and then I'm going to chime in on what my theory is. Let's hear from another Bigfoot expert out there. Where do you think they're going during this heat?
I think that they're going to go wherever the food source is, and wherever that food source is going to be at, they're going to go to wherever it's cool around it, whether it be down in a hunger. Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be down in the holler or some of that stuff we experienced.
All right.
You know,
so here, listen up, folks. Now you're going to hear from the Godfather who knows. I got the crystal ball in front of me, and I just rubbed my hands around the crystal ball. And I said, the Ouija board and the crystal ball, come on in. And with 52 years experience, it's come up with some pretty good ideas. The thing that I haven't heard from one of you guys is underground, caves, wells that
oh,
are
no, Tom, that's another thing. We're here. We've done it. We've been on TV with PJ where we go into the old coal mines in Kentucky and Tennessee where we found evidence of Bigfoot in those coal mines.
Bet your sweet ass. And tell everybody who said they go down 3 miles. What happened? If it's 102 with a heat index of 106, what is it 3 miles down below?
About a little above freezing, about 40 degrees.
There you go. Now, where would you like to be? If you just listened to about your golden retriever sitting in the air conditioning all day, still being hot, going out to take a leak, and goes in that koi pond or frog pond, whichever you want to call it, and he just loved it because, oh, he was hot.
Mm. Yeah.
You know where they're going to go. They're going to go to old wells. They're going to go to old abandoned mines.
Yeah, where cold water's at, creeks,
that's
rivers.
Sweet ass. They're going to go to caves. Where was that green cave or green water, Rocky, when we were all out there by you?
In the Ozarks, it could be anywhere.
Well, we were there with
the Ozarks. We went out to. No, I'm having trouble trying to figure out exactly where you're talking about because, I mean, the Ozarks is honeycombed with cave systems.
You bet. You bet. But I didn't hear one of you people say about that. And that's the thing.
That's true.
You've got to start thinking like these creatures.
Right.
Well, that's what
right.
I think.
Okay.
You go down to where the springs right. are. When the springs comes out of a cave, or there's a you know cool spot there.
You bet.
That's what we see a lot of.
Like hey, Godfather, I got a million-dollar question for you. Now, since we've all said all these analogies and these hypotheses on what we think of these creatures, my last question would be, and I'm going to pose this question to you for you to give us the insight. With these creatures going underground, are you more successful seeing a sighting during daytime or nighttime?
That's a great question, Leo.
That is a good question.
And it's a shame that a lot of people don't ask that question of themselves, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we know that these creatures are nocturnal. Let's do 2 + 2 that equals 4 now, okay? Let's do this collectively. You're a smart gentleman. Now, a lot of you people are smart, so let's do it collectively. Their nocturnal means that they travel at night. They look for food. They're nomads. They don't like to stay in one place unless it's a female harboring its young or the elderly that can't travel like they did, but they find solace in where there's food, water source, and less population where anybody can find or harm them. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Got
so
it.
The key to yep. this whole thing is real simple, okay? Real simple. Think like these creatures, and you'll know where they're going to either hibernate, to either live, or to when they're migrating. If you follow that trail during the different periods of time of the year. And we've tried to do them all, folks. We have tried every which way. TJ got very close at one time. And we were doing this in Texas. We were doing this in grids outside at Lamar Point, outside of Paris, Texas. And we even had the help of the Energy Department of the United States, the Army, out in that area. And because that was, we brought that place to the, you know, on the map. We put Paris, Texas, and Lamar Point on the map out there. And those people just endured us and loved us and cherished us. And then after, of course, we were out there, every other damn Bigfoot organization in the world came out, tried to replicate what we did, and it can't get done. And for those of you folks want to see what we found, you go to look at Bigfoot Lives 1 and Bigfoot Lives 2, you'll see it. You'll see it just how we saw it, okay? And you'll say to yourself, oh, my God. And you'll hear a lot of the folks that you see are here on the radio, Rocky and Swede and Doyle and Leo. They're all in the movies. Father Ray, he's in the movies. As a matter of fact, Father Ray, tell everybody and share your experience. What do you think, knowing what's going on in society today with the pandemic and these creatures with this crazy global warming crap going on? Where do you think the creatures are going?
I think into mines, into mines, into caves, and hibernating, staying. I think they probably have a sense that there is a pandemic or an illness going around, going on among human beings, and so they keep away. They think, have a sense that they want to have, for self-preservation. They can make themselves scarce, and so that that's where I think they go. They go to the mines. They go to caves. They go in those places, going down underground. It's cooler there, and it also offers protection.
You bet it does. And as a matter of fact, when we were out there by you in Farmington, we went out with a couple of your guys out there, took us out to those caves, in which we mm-hmm. found, believe it or not, folks, listen to this, in one of these caves, and I think it's in Bigfoot Lives 1. You'll see TJ and a bunch of the boys traverse this cave, and as they're going into the back, because during the day in New Mexico, it gets pretty damn warm. So there was a bunch of corn cobs that were perfectly, all the corn taken off, and the cobs were stacked. Like somebody, and I'm talking about 50, 60 cobs. And you'll see this.
Tom, yes. We're down to a minute and 9 seconds. We're down to a minute.
Okay. Well, listen, Rocky, this has been an interesting night. Next week, stay tuned, folks. Leo's going to bring some interesting new folks to us. And Mike Andrews, thank you for coming aboard with us tonight. God bless you. Doyle, thank you for what you do. Father Ray, for whatever you do. And Swede, you know we love you beyond compare. And all the other people that we haven't brought on tonight, haven't mentioned, kudos and salutations. Till next time, America. And oh, by the way, don't forget about my Cody and Barbara, the Anaconda Man. Bye-bye.
Take care,
everybody. Good night. God bless everybody from Kentucky. Everybody have a wonderful life. And don't worry about this corona shit.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Father Ray.
Good night.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical. When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Are you there?